Proclamation number 7105 of 28th of April, 1958. When will there be peace on Earth? Peace on Earth will only be when the great transformation has taken place on it, when the just order will have been restored, when all works of creation will again serve their purpose and people will recognize their actual purpose of life on Earth in love for God and their neighbor. Peace will only come on the new earth because then God's adversary and his followers will be bound and the people now living on earth will be liberated from his corrupting work for a long time and live in harmony with the environment and be richly blessed earthly and spiritually in constant contact with the inhabitants of the world of light. But as long as God's adversary is still allowed to work, he will incite people and drive them to hostile action against each other, and for that long no peace can be hoped for on this earth. People could indeed resist him, they could escape his corrupting influence, but then they would also have to take the path to God. And this path will only rarely be taken in the last days and therefore the adversary will always be granted greater rights. And thus everything will fall out of order, and the end of the old earth is the inevitable consequence. There is only one possibility in this last time, to seek peace with God and to establish it in oneself. Which is also the same as entering into the right order oneself in order to then also be allowed to experience the new time, in order to be able to be an inhabitant of the new earth, which can expect that paradisiacal state. Humanity's longing is certainly for peace in the world, but they are far more physical well-being in mind, and people only want to enjoy their earthly life in peace. Yet they do not fight the actual disturber of peace, the enemy of their souls. And this one is an enemy of all tranquility which could lead to self-contemplation. And so he does everything to only prevent people from this self-contemplation. And his time is only short. Therefore he will stir up and cause discord with increased haste and not be satisfied until chaos has occurred, which then also necessitates a complete upheaval. Only a few people will live in peace, but they will only find it in the intimate bond with God. But where the world speaks of peace, you should not look for it there, for the spirit of discord breaks forth everywhere. Because countless vassals of the adversary are at work who truly spare no means in order to rob people of their peace. They are only stopped where love is recognizable, because loving people have established this bond with God and the spirit of discord cannot work there. But love has grown cold among people. And this is also the explanation why peace can no longer be expected on this earth. It is unkindness which stirs up a fight, which wants to harm its fellow human being, which constantly sows enmity, which stubbornly and falsely seeks to gain advantages. Unkindness endangers all peace. And even the peace-loving person is constantly harassed and put in danger if he does not constantly seek refuge with God. But the hour of the end is certain, and only then will peace descend upon the earth and all those who are of good will, for then love will reign amongst people again and all strife and discord will be buried. Amen.